This Sunday, after a reception at the White House, ballerina Maria Tallchief will receive the Kennedy Center Honors Award for her lifetime achievement in dance. Tallchief was the first great star of the New York City Ballet. During her career, she was also featured at the American Ballet Theater, the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo, and the Paris Opera Ballet. She was the first American ballerina to appear there in over 100 years. Later, Tallchief founded the Chicago City Ballet. Now at age 71, her passion for dance is undiminished. Jean Batty Lewis watched her at work and has this report.
In a large, airy studio at the School of American Ballet in New York, Maria Tallchief is coaching dancers in a role she performed 50 years ago.
No. I'm sorry. This, on this C. Yum, bum, bum, is when you begin the next step. You're going too fast.
The ballet is Baiser de la Fée, created for her by George Balanchine to music of Igor Stravinsky. The teaching session is being videotaped. Dressed in black practice clothes, Tallchief is still a commanding presence. She's a handsome woman with strong planes to her face and large features, a perfect stage face. She describes steps, jumps up to demonstrate an arm movement, adjusts the tilt of a head, calls for the rhythmic accuracy that she learned years ago, and conjures up the heady atmosphere when the ballet was created.
See, I couldn't be inexact because Mr. Stravinsky was sitting right there. He wouldn't let me know, I can tell you that.
It's been almost 50 years since Maria Tallchief has danced Baiser de la Fée. The 1946 version she's teaching has been considered lost. Balanchine choreographed a later version in 1972 that's the one still being performed. Baiser marked the beginning of a dance partnership between Tallchief and Balanchine that would take American dance to heights it had never before reached. Balanchine would choose Tallchief as the perfect instrument for his choreographic ideas, and she in turn would be forever marked by that experience. After Baiser, her connection with a man considered the greatest choreographer of the 20th century became even more personal. Shortly after the ballet was created, Balanchine asked her to marry him. She was 21, he was 42.
I didn't know he was courting me, and it never occurred to me that it was anything beyond. He obviously felt that I had talent. He knew I was a pianist and a musician. And I think he was intrigued also by the half-American Indian.
The two married at a transcendent moment in American dance, as Balanchine was launching the New York City Ballet, soon hailed as one of the most exciting companies in the world. Inspired by Tallchief's strong, vivid dancing, Balanchine created great classical roles for her that defined the company's clean American style. She was the company's swan queen, its sugar plum fairy. When Tallchief danced the premiere of Firebird, the rapturous reception to the ballet and to her was a defining moment. The company was on its way. Dancer Frederick Franklin.
Her Firebird was sensational. I remember I was at a dress rehearsal. And it was going like mad. And, Balanchine's conductor, Stravinsky's conducting, and faster, faster, faster. And she flew by doing multiple turns in the big manege around the stage. She said, "It's too fast." And he said, "Keep going." And she was whirling around, and her feet were going, and the arms were going, and her face and head was, they were all flashing, and it was completely different. But for her, wonderful, wonderful.
Maria Tallchief.
I remember so well standing in the wings and hearing the overture to Firebird, and it was like I could hardly hear the music. My heart was pounding. If you listen to the overture, dum, bum, bum, you know, it is like a heartbeat. And then came my entrance out into those golden spots, and suddenly I heard the audience go, "Ah!" It was like I was flying. The curtain came down, and all of a sudden, screams, stomping on the floor. I mean, we had had success, yes, with Symphony in C, Orpheus, of course, but nothing like this, nothing like this stadium cry.
Balanchine made 20 roles for Tallchief in those golden years, but their June and January romance came to a close. Tallchief remarried, had a child, moved to Chicago, founded the Chicago City Ballet, and directed it for 7 years. Its repertoire was mostly Balanchine. Balanchine lent her dancers and costumes. They remained friends until he died 14 years ago.
The last time I ever saw him, my husband and I went into the hospital, and George was lying there looking very pale with a tiny little radio playing this sort of music that you could hardly hear, and he was moving his fingers. And he said, "You see, I am doing steps."
During her entire career, Tallchief has worked to preserve those steps in her ballet company, in her teaching, and now coaching her historic roles. She's working with the Balanchine Foundation's Interpreters Archives, which is creating a videotaped record of dancers teaching early Balanchine roles. Eventually, these records will be made available to performing arts libraries around the world. Director of the project is dance historian Nancy Reynolds. She says these reconstructions will have the value of an early Beethoven draft.
And in this case, with Balanchine, there are no drafts. And so what I'm trying to do is go back and, as far as possible, recreate the situation as it was when he actually created these works on the dancers for whom he created them. All the dancers that you work with will attest to the fact that he rarely spoke, but he showed. He never kept notes.
You ready? Step on your left foot. You throw his hand away. Step on your left foot. And one. Right. So get that left foot already ready to go. Once you've thrown his hands away. Yes, let's try it.
The impetus for the taping is that Tallchief recently found some old notes she'd made when she danced Baiser de la Fée in 1946. Today, Tallchief is joined by her original partner in the ballet, Frederick Franklin, now 82. They glance at a fuzzy home movie made of the dance. Occasionally, Tallchief consults her notes, but mostly they rely on their own muscle memory to teach their parts to Lourdes Lopez and Nikolai Hubbe, principal dancers in the New York City Ballet.
Here, and then the second time back here. Remember, he always wanted us different looks. That's right, yes. More.
The ballet comes alive under it's their fast, guidance, but occasionally there is tension.
We're so mannered, darling. Huh? So mannered.
Not mannered.
Oh, it is.
It's classical dance.
Oh, no.
Tallchief is dedicated to good, what Balanchine okay. taught her and fierce about seeing that not only steps but rhythmic vitality and expression of head, arms, and shoulders are preserved. Watching all this is dance critic of the New Republic, Mindy Aloff.
This is a particularly exciting rehearsal for me because there's Maria Tallchief, who remembers not only the structure but the style and the emotional density of the gesture.
What some would call Tallchief's obsession comes from working closely with a genius of Balanchine's stature. It's a feeling shared by almost all who had that experience. To others, it's something of a puzzlement. Dancer Lourdes Lopez.
Well, we're focused, but for Maria, dance was really a religion. It was like a priesthood. It's interesting for us to see that because it's not quite the same nowadays, and I'm including myself.
Naturally, when Maria and I get together, we talk about Balanchine, Mr. B.
Suzanne Farrell, Balanchine's chosen muse in his later years.
It's very much still in our present, not in a way that you can't let go of your career, but just that when you believe in someone, it is forever. And I love the fact that her husband, their name is Passion. It's spelled differently, but I think it's a wonderful name, Passion, and she has just that.
My whole life really is a result of my training with Balanchine. And everything he ever taught me, not only about dancing, but about life, is so important to me. And I just feel the magic of Balanchine has to be maintained. And if it's not, then his ballets will be gone.
This Sunday, Maria Tallchief receives the Kennedy Center Honors Award for her lifetime achievement in dance. Her name joins those of Martha Graham, Fred Astaire, Alvin Ailey, and George Balanchine on the list of honorees mounted on the Kennedy Center's walls. For National Public Radio, I'm Jean Batty Lewis.